Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
The river goes round, around the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Tonight with musical guests John Gorka and Tim Pike, the audience participation quiz show Shoot the Moon, music director John Baylor, and me, Hannah, the announcer guy, lady, person, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the man with the plan, the Gus with the bus, the goose with the juice, your Radio Hour host, George Stricker.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's just a blessing to be here today after last night's performance of John Gorka in our little Wild Rose Moon concert hall upstairs. It was just an incredible experience. And it's also nice to have Hannah Livingood, a guest announcer with us from Goshen. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hannah is a songwriter herself, and she's performed on this very stage. And we're extremely lucky to have John Gorka here. And John, it's just a blessing that you're here. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your very, very, very beginnings, if we could, in New Jersey.
Okay. I was born in as a small baby in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, I was hardly even here. I was born there, and I grew up in Colonia, New Jersey, which is kind of central Jersey. And started writing songs. I wanted to be a banjo player first, and then I started to write songs about after picking up the guitar about 6 months later. I was about 14 or 15, and I was in the church folk group, and I continued to write songs in high school, and then went to college. And that was where I really started to learn about music and met some other musicians who I got to learn a lot from.
And tell me a little bit about your college. You studied philosophy and history.
Yeah, history and philosophy.
At Moravian. Right?
Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Tell us a little bit about that college.
It's a small liberal arts college and on the north side of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The Lehigh University is the big school on the south side of town. But I liked it. It was the right size, I think, for me. And I got to, I was interested in big ideas. And interested in history, which is kind of the record of everything that's ever happened. So that's kind of a big idea, too. But I realized I wanted to pursue songwriting. It was probably the things outside of class that really influenced and made shape my future was discovering the Godfrey Daniels Coffee House on the south side of town. And I would go there on Sunday nights for the open mics. It was a 10-minute walk from my dormitory. So I started going there to play the banjo. And I realized the big difference between what I could play in my room and what I could play on stage. There was a huge gap there. I started to discover the music there. There was a lot of people who came through whose music I didn't know of before, but I felt like I discovered this whole world of music, folk music and traditional music, bluegrass and singer-songwriters, Celtic. They had all sorts of people came through because it was close enough to New York City and Philadelphia but also far enough away so that they were able to get some great people on off nights. And I felt like I said, and I thought if I could be like one of the people who plays at this place, it was great because people really listened. And it was not a bar, not a restaurant, but people could bring their own beer or wine. And I loved being there, and I was very inspired. And I started to hang out there more and more, and started to bug the performers after the show, ask them how they did what they did,
right?
And who they listened to, how they wrote songs, that kind of thing.
And you saw some of my favorite people, Tom Paxton.
Tom Paxton, yeah, he's played there.
Claudia Schmidt.
Claudia Schmidt was one of my favorites. Yeah, and she played there and.
She's such a bright ball of light.
What a great spirit! Yeah, and just one of the most talented people I've ever met, and it was just amazing to be around people like that.
I was influenced by going to Amazing Grace Coffee House mm-hmm. that used to be in Evanston, and really the Moon is partly inspired by that. Mm-hmm. Those experiences of going to a great listening room and how transformative they are.
Right.
And I didn't play anything at the time mm-hmm. and didn't pick up a guitar until much later, but it was interesting that to see these people and just be so inspired by them.
Right. And Godfrey Daniels was started by Dave Fry, who grew up in Albany, New York, and learned about places like that, a place called the Eighth Step in Albany, which is still going. So it's kind of like you with Amazing Grace, but he started that listening room because there was bars and restaurants, but there was no place where people would come to listen to the music.
Right. Well, one of the things I always stress with the open mic people who come, we have a lot of singer-songwriters. It's surprising how many in any mm-hmm. given geographic area mm-hmm. there are. And they come in, and I always suggest they come to the concert so they can be inspired and volunteer here so they can come for free.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. I helped out. It was as a sound man and usher and MC. And it was very, to be, I would watch these performers and how they would transform the room. It would feel completely different after the show than it did before, and that was just magical to me. And that was the thing I felt like I learned, that if you have basic lights and sound and an audience willing to listen, and you have a good performer, you can make magic. It doesn't have to be a great hall, or it doesn't have to be a huge place to make that kind of magic. And that's what I've carried with me, everywhere I go, no matter what size the room. It's that trying to reach the audience and have as few obstructions between you and them as possible.
Well, that certainly showed up last night. I don't know how many of you were here last night, but clap if you did. Yeah. That showed up last night in your tremendous performance, and I think I told you, and I tell everybody I talked to, it certainly was the most intimate performance we've ever had at the Moon, just strikingly, and so it carries all those wonderful values and things you learned there.
Yeah, for music for me was kind of the company when there were no people there, and not being a very outgoing person, I was kind of shy and socially awkward. As I'm demonstrating right now, music was the way I felt like I was able to reach people the way I wanted to, because it was a combination of what I can say in the lyrics and what I could feel but not express in words, I could express in the music. So that was like the perfect form of expression, and that continues to be the reason why I write songs.
Well, that's a great segue, and we might as well take that opportunity.
Okay, all right. I'll sing you a song that I use as my introductory song, because I figured not everybody knows who I am or, wants to. So I have songs that and stories that tell them more than they need to know. So this is a song about where I'm from. It's where I'm always from, and I will say no more. I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watch too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There were girls from New Jersey who had that great big hair. Once found in shopping malls, I will take you there. I used to have large hair. No more. I'm from New Jersey. It's not like Texas. No, there is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio. But even more so, imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. The tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down. The song never had the easy pass. New Jersey people, they will surprise you, 'cause they're not expected to do too much. They will try harder, they may go further, 'cause they never think that they are good enough. I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. Yes, I would adjust. I would adjust.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for clapping.
I had a roommate in college from New Jersey.
Oh, excellent.
He was a great guy. Really, really, really smart. When you're touring out on the road, what's the hardest thing for you when you're traveling?
Oh, I guess if the weather is, makes it difficult to if the roads get icy or something like that. I live in Minnesota, and so that happens. They get that there. In general, I'm kind of built for kind of the traveling. I like it. I feel grateful that I get to do this. So I don't know, the hardest thing, I guess if I feel like if I haven't done as good a show as I wanted to, and I sometimes will beat myself up about that.
You were talking about working without a set list.
Yes.
What, could you say a little bit about that?
Right. I try to have some, you know, I have that, like the I'm from New Jersey song. I try to ask the audience, you know, how many people have not seen me play live before? And that's, I was surprised at the percentage of hands that went up in the audience. Which is, I guess, is a good thing. I try to include those, the new people from the beginning, and have something for, be open to requests, because sometimes the audience has a better idea for what I should do next than I do. So I have to be open to that possibility. And so it's a combination of what the audience would like to hear, what I would like to play, and what seems right for the moment, then trying to shape the show so that it seems balanced in some odd way.
Do you want to take a request right now?
Oh, I could try it. I don't know all my songs.
Oh, but, okay.
But I'll do it eventually. If you like.
I mean, the song I requested last night was Love is our...
Oh, I could do that one, yeah. Oh, I know that one.
Oh, good.
I know it's I know it still.
Love is our cross to bear, which is absolutely gorgeous.
I knew it last night, so let's see if I know it now.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, well, thank you for asking. This is kind of a straight-ahead love song. It was on my first record that came out in the late 1900s. Didn't know where to look for you last night. I didn't know where to find you. I didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind you. I didn't know that I would find a way find you in the morning, but love can pull you out of yesterday as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a longtime friend to you. I wanna be a longtime known. Not one of your memories used to be a summer's fading song. It's from me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us upon that hill with the golden moon arising, and the stars will fall around us still while the love is realizing. So it is until we meet again. Throw my arms around you. You can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found you. It's for me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is why I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. Love is our cross to bear. Thank you.
Well, what a prayer. Just a beautiful song. John, that's great. Well, we're going to see you in the last segment of the show. And I'm so pleased to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks so much. And I want to thank Hannah Livengood for helping us out. And we'll be up next is Tim Pike. And Shoot the Moon radio show.
with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.